It is Friday. It is the 5 o'clock hour. Time for Craft Beer on the Bay. And Jefferson, the craft beer guy, makes his way into the studio to talk about cellaring beer today. Something that I'll never know anything about because I can't have beer around me that long and not drink it.
And that's part of my problem, too. Back in January, I talked about cellaring beer for the first time. That's the practice of taking certain beers and letting them age in cool, dark spaces. Being in a cooler, darker space is important to this process because warm air and light are not friends for any beer, especially a beer you are hoping to age. As the beer ages, some of the flavors that may have been prominent when you first drank the beer can fade and, in so doing, let other aromas and flavors become more a part of the beer's character. There is an element of trial and error to aging beers. Some will change for the better and some will change for the worse. You can increase your chances of success by focusing on barley wines, Belgian strong ales, doppelbocks, Russian imperial stouts, scotch ales, triples, barrel-aged beer, and high alcohol by volume beers. Despite being a craft beer enthusiast for many years, I had never been patient enough to cellar beer, just like Huber. It's tough. I knew that, in general, the fresher the beer, the better. But after seeing the surprise on enough people's faces when I said I had never cellared a beer, I decided to finally give it a try. So last fall, I set aside 4 beers from my collection of the season's pumpkin ales and did everything right. I used a dark, cool space, selected an area that had a relatively constant temperature, stored the bottles upright, and chose one of the right criteria for all higher ABV beer, and one that was also a barrel-aged beer. Now, after a year of aging and 2018 releases of 3 of the same beers, I did a side-by-side tasting last weekend with my wife, Carol, and oldest son, Justin. The first beer we compared was Schlafly's Pumpkin Ale. This is a rich, dark pumpkin ale, and the 2017 version stood the test of time, tasting virtually identical to its 2018 brother. The second beer was Southern Tier's Pumpkin. This is an orange-colored ale that tastes almost like pumpkin pie in a glass. There was a subtle but still noticeable difference between the 2017 and 2018 releases. The 2017 version had softened and was slightly hazy, but still had retained Pumpkin's spectacular pumpkin pie tasting profile. The third beer was also from Southern Tier, a rum-barreled version of Pumpkin, affectionately called Rum King. Unfortunately, this was a big disappointment. The 2018 Rum King tasted just as its description suggested. Pumpkin aged in rum barrels and had pumpkin's distinct orange color. It is so good. But the 2017 release had lost all of its pumpkin pie qualities, was almost golden in appearance, and tasted a lot like a bitter pilsner with hints of rum. Part of the craft beer journey means that there will be hits and misses. And to quote Meatloaf, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. But after this first cellaring experience, I'm going to do more of it and try other styles. Craft beer. It's a wonderful adventure. Cheers.
It's Craft Beer on the Bay, brought to you with a little help from the Liquor Pump. 8535 Old Harford Road in Parkville. Empty? Fill up at the pump.